Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Harold Wong welcomes product strategy specialist Chris Henley from Veeam as they chat about backing up Hyper-V VMs. Tune in as they discuss best practices and solutions that Veeam offers, as well as show a quick demo of Veeam Backup and Replication 6.5 and how easy it is to manage and restore VMs, files, and applications. Harold, the mic is yours.
Welcome to another episode of TechNet Radio Virtualization and Cloud Experts Cafe. I'm Harold Wong. I am your host for today. I happen to be an IT evangelist out of Arizona. And with me, I have a guest by the name of Chris Henley. So Chris, why don't you just quickly introduce yourself and tell us who you are and what you do?
Hey, thanks, Harold. My name is Chris Henley. I am a product strategy specialist with Veeam Software, which essentially means I evangelize Veeam's backup and replication management pack, as well as other software that might be named later. So I spend a lot of time talking about cool software that works with Microsoft Windows.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking time to come talk to us and hopefully demo something at the end of the session.
Sure.
With virtualization being kind of like the standard now, right? Everyone is virtualizing a lot of their servers. Backup becomes more and more important, and yet at the same time, more and more difficult. Because what do? Do you backup one VM at a time? Do you backup all the VMs at a time? Do you do your historic backup of each OS within the VM like you normally would have done in the old style, right, where everything was a physical server? So right. I wanted you to kind of go through the technology and the solution that you have that can help customers who are in that situation as they're doing more and more Hyper-V VMs.
Yeah, you know, Harold, you kind of brought up what I think is the key tenet of all of this discussion. When we did backups in the old client-server arena, everything was disk-based, right? Your operating system ran on a disk. Your applications were all associated to a disk. Your data was all stored on a disk. Or, you know, as we became more and more advanced in that client-server arena, an array of disks. Or maybe a SAN that was just a set of disks, right? So everything became this disk-based modality, and rightfully so, the way that we structured backup was all based on those disks. So we would focus in and we would say, well, let's make sure we back up that physical disk, or let's back up that SAN, or let's back up that RAID array. And everything was associated with disk and disk backup. And the way that you would do that would be to add agents, and the agents would manage the disk backups of those individual disks or disk arrays. When we switch models and we start going to virtualization, the whole point of it is to get away from the tie to the physical. So we don't use the same mode of operations in a virtual environment, especially for backup, that we would use in a physical one. Frankly speaking, we don't want our workload tied to a disk, and we don't want to have to add an agent to each virtual machine to manage that backup infrastructure workload. And so when we start thinking about backups in a virtual environment, some of the key things that need to change primarily come from the way we think about the disks. And you made the perfect observation. It really doesn't make sense for us to take the methodologies that we used, systems that were entirely tied to physical disks, and use them for virtual machines that have a goal of being abstracted from those disks. So when you talk about Veeam backup and replication, Veeam has kind of made a name for itself working with virtualization providers. We actually started with VMware about 6 years ago, and we worked side by side with VMware and with their development team to make sure that we built a product that would give them a high quality backup, but would do those things that we just talked about. No agents installed on the virtual machines. High capability to interact with the underlying hypervisor. About 2 years ago, Veeam started working with Microsoft to do the same thing. Now, the thing that's fascinating and I think really is interesting, whether you run a VMware infrastructure, whether your hypervisor is VMware-based or whether it's Hyper-V-based, the operating system that's going to run on top of those virtual machines undoubtedly is going to be Windows Server. All of the workloads that we see, I know there's a small percentage. Somebody out there saying, well, I run a Linux machine on my Hyper-V VM, and I understand there are a few. I think the statistics tell us that it's like 98% plus of those workloads are Windows Server. So we work side by side with Microsoft and use Microsoft's VSS process as part of the tool set that we use to back up these VMs. Now we add some other cool stuff, which we'll talk about, and I'll actually show to you here in a minute, to make the process very, very fast and very efficient. So all of our VMs are made using a compression utility so that they're smaller on disk. We also run deduplication on all of the machines that we will back up. And then we throw in some really cool stuff based on your provider. In our case, talking about backing up Hyper-V. Microsoft has a couple of different APIs that they've opened that allow us to do some real unique things that you just don't find anywhere else in the backup world. So, for example, we'll talk today about a real cool Exchange tool that allows you to go into an Exchange backup, mount the database, enumerate the contents of the database, and then find me a specific email message and put it back on my functioning Exchange server. So we really do give you true end-to-end view into your backups, everything from the virtual machine, the applications, the individual files inside of that, very, very detailed, easy to back up and easy to restore, something that anybody can do with very, very low practice.
So, Chris, do we have, if we use this tool, do I have to back up each VM independently, or can I say, here's a Hyper-V server, it's got 40 VMs on there, just back up the Hyper-V server?
Just like any full-functioning backup utility, we're going to give you the option. You can back up individual VMs, you can back up groups of VMs, you can back up all the VMs on a given host, you can actually back up multiple VMs that are running on multiple hosts and run them all as part of the same job. Really, you pick and choose. The goal here, like you said, I want to have very, very good flexibility. I want to be able to let you do whatever you want.
Then with the dedupe that you talked about, if I actually do have 40 VMs and all of them are running Server 2012, does that mean that my backup is going to take up that much less space because the dedupe of the core OS files, if that's what I'm backing up in terms of a full backup of the VM, takes up a 1/40th of the space that normally would be required?
You know, you'll be surprised at how much disk space you really do save. This is a softball, and I appreciate you setting it up there. When we start talking about deduplication, one of the things I love, Windows Server 2012, I'm assuming most of the audience is aware of this as well, it has its own built-in deduplication you can add to an individual volume. So Veeam does deduplication just like you said, based on the job. So when I structure a job, if I put 40 VMs into that backup job, the bulk of those operating systems are going to be duplicate material. So, yeah, indeed, you will save a tremendous amount of disk space. Now, I don't know that it'll be 40 to 1, but I bet it'll be at least 20 to 1 and maybe more. When we add those deduplicated volumes, generally speaking, we'll put this into like a data repository, so you're going to keep these VMs for a while. You drop them onto a Windows Server deduplicated volume, we're seeing deduplication rates, not a joke, in the 98% range.
That is just
savings. It just makes
crazy.
Me smile. Yeah.
Okay.
Great combination.
All right. So let's say I pointed the Veeam backup to my Hyper-V server, backed up my 40 VMs, and now I realize I need one file from 4 days ago.
Sure.
How do I grab that one file? Is it easy to manipulate or to look at that tree of backup information?
It is, in fact. So using that Veeam backup and restoration utility, the tool allows you to go and look at a backup and mount it in a set of tools just like you would expect to see in, say, Windows Explorer. So you can find an individual VM, expand the virtual machine, expand the OS, expand the volumes inside, look at it just like you would look at files in a traditional Windows Explorer view. When you find the file you want, it's as easy as right-clicking on the file and then choosing what you want to do with it. Now, Veeam uses something called Instant File Level Restore, so I can go in and find an individual file inside of a backup and restore just that individual file. So the restoration process literally is as fast as you can find it, and then you choose what you want to do. Your options, incidentally, are not limited to just restore it back to its original location. So we may have users who want access to a given file, and really what they want is for us to just copy it and drop it onto a disk. Or maybe they just want access to an email, and they just want the email sent right back to their mailbox. So lots of different options there. Now, one of the things that I'll throw a nice hint out for, we do those backup and recovery operations that are just amazing for Exchange. And when I demonstrate that, generally somebody will come to me and say, hey, that's really cool. Do you have anything like that for SharePoint? And I say, gosh, that would be awesome, wouldn't it? And they say, yeah, when can we expect to see that? And I say, soon. So we have Microsoft did the same thing with SharePoint. They have an open API, and our development team's been working on a neat tool that will function much the same way that you find Veeam Explorer for Exchange, only for the SharePoint world. So watch for that one in the near future.
Oh, awesome. I'm sure people will love that. SharePoint is quite popular now, right? A lot of organizations have been deploying that like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Amazing tool.
Okay, so, you know, rather than just keep talking about it, why don't we switch over to a demo? Are you set up for that? Ready to do it?
Yeah, I'm set up for it. Let's show you some of it. So on the screen in front of you is Veeam Backup and Replication. This happens to be the 6.5 edition of the product, and undoubtedly sometime here in the next couple of months there will be a 7.0 edition. We're constantly innovating, changing, updating the way that this tool set works to continue to make it better and to continue to add functionality to it. So Harold, you and I talked about the fact that when we're thinking virtual environments, there's kind of a focus around Hyper-V and a focus around VMware. I'm a Hyper-V guy. I'm a huge fan of Hyper-V, and so all the demonstration stuff that I'm going to show you will be in Hyper-V. Now, for the audience who's saying, what if I run Hyper-V and VMware, you'll notice that from a visibility perspective, it's a single tool, and we manage both environments through the same interface. So if we had other infrastructure, we'd actually see it show up here. Now, in my case, I'm just running Hyper-V. You can see I've got a single host machine because this is my small demo environment. Here are the individual virtual machines that are loaded into that environment. You can see I've actually got a Windows Server 2012 box that's already up and running. Now, if I want to back this up, it should be relatively easy. And in fact, it really isn't going to get any easier, I don't think, than the way it is here. So Veeam has a tool built into their backup and replication called VeeamZip. And if you think WinZip, where you take a compressed archive of a set of files, we kind of do the same thing. With VeeamZip, you make a compressed archive of a running virtual machine. We also deduplicate it and allow you to store it on whatever drive you want. So in this case, I can just hit the drop-down. I'm going to say VeeamZip to /backup files. In my case, /backup files is a backup repository on a USB 3 drive. I'm going to click it, and that's all there is. So at this point, you can see it's already started the process. It's going to give us the count. And this VM size, it looks like it's a dynamically expanding VM, 127 gig limit, 9.2 gigabytes is the initial size. And we'll let it go ahead and run for a couple of minutes. And it literally will finish in a couple of minutes, less than five. Now, when it's done, traditionally speaking, I expect to find on a single virtual machine a compression or deduplication rate of about 2-to-1. So because it's a single operating system, I'm not eliminating, you know, multiple OS components, things like that. There's not too much duplication in here. I'm expecting I'll probably get somewhere around, you know, 2, maybe 2.2 times to 1. So it should come out running about, I don't know, 4, 4.5 gigs in total size once it's done and on my drive. Now, I'm going to let this continue to run, and I'm actually going to, we'll let the details stay. Let's go to Windows E. Here's that removable drive where we're actually saving that backup right now. If I were to go to that drive, here's that backup files directory, and I've got a bunch of other backups that I've made before. So here's some Windows 7 backups. I've got a Windows 8 backup. Harold asked about what do I do if I want to be able to recover data from a backup. And I told you that it's very easy to go in and do just that, go to individual files and recover those files. In this case, I'm going to go ahead and just double-click on a individual backup file. Now, at this point, the Veeam Backup and Replication tool is going to take that backup file, it's going to read the backup file, and then it's going to mount the backup file into an Explorer view that I can actually move through and find the files that I'm interested in. So it says it's going to take a second, and it will take a few seconds to do that, especially since I'm running a backup job of another virtual machine onto that same removable disk. Now, as this loads, keep in mind that all of the contents of the disk become accessible to us for recovery. Now, in this case, we call it instant file level recovery because we're probably going to recover individual files, but we could recover files associated with the virtual machine. So maybe if I get need to replace, say, a configuration.xml file, config.xml, or maybe I need to replace binary files, or I have snapshots that need to be redone, all of that can easily be recovered straight from the backup. So here's the backup. This is an old backup. Look at that. 143 days ago. That's why it's in my backup repository. The actual size of the VM is 10.1 gigs, and the backup size is 4.7. So I get 2.2 times. I'm going to select this one. We're going to say restore. Now here I get to pick. Do I want the whole VM back? Do I want VM files back, or do I want guest files? I'm going to say guest files. Now it's going to go in and mount the guest operating system, including all of its associated files. Again, going to take a second. We're going to mount it in real time. Once it's done, we'll show you how to go in and find the individual files like Harold asked about earlier. So in this particular case, I think there are a set of PowerPoint files that I want to find. And once this operating system loads into memory, see, I probably shouldn't be backing up my Windows server on the same drive that I'm doing the recovery from. I have really high expectations. If we were to do this in a traditional environment, we would be thrilled that we could recover files in, 2 minutes. I want to be able to see it done in like seconds. I like measuring in shorter time slots. So,
Chris, let me jump in real quick. I'm assuming that in a real server environment where you've got higher end disks, this is not going to be an issue. You're accessing storage that is via a USB disk. That's not the fastest, probably, and not meant for this mobile thing. Is that true?
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And you actually bring up a point that we probably should talk about. So when we discuss this business of disk storage, it really is important to note that Veeam does not care what type of storage you use. So in my case, I can plug a USB external disk in and use that as a data repository for my backups. I could also, connect this to an iSCSI SAN and demonstrate that way, or use that to, as my repository. I could connect it up to, I could link it up to Windows Azure if I wanted and use Windows Azure as my backend storage repository. So we really are pretty flexible in what we will, consider a supported repository for backup. And yeah, you're right. In your real-world environment, hopefully you're not using a USB disk as your repository. You'll probably use something a lot faster. So it's come up. Let's go ahead and move through here. Let's go to users. We're going to use this. Let's see. Where is it? I wonder. Sci-fi users, perhaps. Let's go to documents and slide presentations. And I did a series on virtualization 101. We can actually take those slides, and I'm going to take all four of those parts, and we've got options, right? We can say restore, which will put this right back onto the virtual machine. I like this one, copy to, and then I can actually choose a folder that I'm going to copy this to. So let's go ahead and let's copy this out to /virtual Virtualization 101 PPT. One too many P's. There we go. And we'll okay it. Now, if I go back to my C drive, now, that's not the C drive on the virtual machine that I just copied those to. That's the C drive on my local machine. So if I go to C, there's virtualization 101 PowerPoints. And there they are. Now, the beauty of this, of course, is that when I'm done, I can simply close that. Those files are mounted, and you can actually see that. See, volume C, Veeam, FLR, Windows 7, volume Z is being used by another program. Do you want to dismount it? Sure, I do. That's it. So the backup stays in its BBK format. The files are accessible to me. The recovery takes very, very little time. Operationally, I'm thrilled with the way the process works. So Harold, I know you're an Exchange fan. Let's have some fun and I'll show you a cool demonstration with Exchange. So I told you that Veeam makes a tool called Veeam Explorer for Exchange. And apparently before we go there, I've got to show you this. It looks like total processing, 5 minutes, 51 seconds. 2.3 times is our data compression. We went from 9.2 to 3.9 gigs of data, and the job is done. And I'm assuming that's one that you could build and manage piece of cake. Let's minimize here. I've got a mailbox database right here, and it's a backup of an Exchange database. I'm going to go ahead and double-click that, and we're going to open this tool called Veeam Explorer for Microsoft Exchange. Now, in the background, what's happening? Oh, can't access it. I bet I've already opened it. Don't you hate when you do that? Yeah, I did, right there. So here's my mailbox database. Mailbox database, and it's just number.edb. And this is actually a demo machine that I built, and it's built based on a whole bunch of different sci-fi characters. So we're going to pretend that Captain Kirk has given us a call, and Captain Kirk says that somewhere in his mailbox there is a piece of mail that was sent to him from Mr. Spock, and it contains an attachment that could be damaging to him, and so he would like to see that back. He's lost it and he wants it. So in my case, first thing I'm going to do is see what the attachment is. Now please keep in mind, this is looking at the contents of the backup, not the actual functioning database. So apparently, oh, no wonder Captain Kirk wants this back. It's an incriminating picture of him and Wilma Deering from Buck Rogers. So we'll go ahead and we'll close that down. And we have the option at this point to go into the individual message, right-click the message, and we can recover that message in a number of different ways. So we could save it to an MSG, a message file, save it out to a desktop. We could actually send it right back to Captain Kirk's functioning mailbox. Export it to a PST file, or we can just say restore to, and then drop it right back into the Exchange server as it's functioning. Now you'll notice that we're using a Exchange server account with permissions, in my case the Hyper-V administrator, or I could use another specified account where I specify the Active Directory domain and account and password necessary to do whatever action it is. In this case, to restore that mail to a mailbox. Now, here I showed you an individual piece of mail, but there's nothing stopping us from doing a whole mailbox or even the entire database. Now, the other thing that's cool about this is that you have a tremendous amount of capability, again, because of the API that Microsoft built. So you can actually use an index of the mailbox and it becomes searchable. So in this case, I've got Chewbacca Wookiee. I notice he's got an account. I wonder if there's anything in here that's, oh, look, I can search under R and all of the Chewbacca Wookiee mails come up.
Oh, so do that again. Do that again.
You come like on. That? I don't have a future in the Star Wars franchise. I'm sorry to say it. Conceptually speaking, really, really a cool tool. Now, I really don't want to sound like a salesman, but all of the stuff that I have shown you on this particular webcast is stuff that comes with Veeam Backup Free Edition. So you can go download, use those tools. They cost nothing. If you want to get some of the more advanced functionality, like, you know, multiple VM jobs scheduling, things like that, you'll want to go the full version. But if you want, you know, general functioning backup, cool Veeam Explorer for Exchange tool, that's part of the free edition.
Chris, that was a great demo. Thank you so much. I think a picture is always worth a thousand words. And just to hear you try to imitate Chewbacca, I mean, come on, that's classic.
Anytime I can make you happy, just let me know.
And the tool really is simple to use. I mean, just from looking at what you were showing, I think anybody can get it installed and going, what, in 5 minutes? How long does it take for the install?
That's a good question. So total install size, about 470 megs, and installation time generally takes 7 to 10 minutes.
Well, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's about as easy as you can make it. Number one question I get when a client calls me is, hey, I just installed your product and I must have done it wrong because it completed in like 10 minutes. I say, No, you've probably done it just right. So
before I let you go, one thing you mentioned right there at the end of the demo is everything you showed could be done with the free version.
Yes.
And then there is a for charge version.
Yep.
So, I mean, how much does that for charge version really cost, and what do you get that you know in the for fee one?
Oh, very good. So the for cost version is licensed on a per socket basis. All of Veeam's products are licensed per socket, and generally speaking, cost is usually based on which package you buy. So if you're purchasing a small set of sockets or less, you'll generally get a good break on pricing. We try and make it as cheap as possible for the small business. As you go, up into larger and larger size segments, we do pretty well. I'd have to go and look. I think our total cost is about, I haven't looked at price scheduling. How sad is that? Just
well,
like in
we're
my
not salespeople, right? So that's
world,
okay.
I don't know how much it costs.
Well, if you ask me how much a copy of Windows Server costs, I probably couldn't tell you that either. Because right? I don't look at price lists.
I want to say our pricing. See, I don't want to be wrong. I'm not going to say exactly.
No, and that's fair.
I can tell you, both answers can be had in one place. So, where do I go to download the free edition, and how much does it cost? You can find both of those www.veeam.com. The price list is published. It's an inexpensive product. And fantastic in its use.
So I do want to know, what's the one key thing that you, if you need to have this feature, then you definitely need to pay for it or go with the for cost version?
So when you start talking about cost, anything associated with multi-VM jobs is going to come in the cost feature. So
if I wanted to create one backup that encompasses 40 VMs or 40 Hyper-V hosts,
exactly. You're going to go in the cost feature. So any kind of multi-VM job functionality and all of the replication functionality is in the cost fee or in the cost product. So you and I should come back another time and talk replication of VMs in Hyper-V.
Well, I think that's a commitment from you now that we can have another session in the future to talk about replication, because that sounds cool.
Right? All right,
everybody's interested in that.
Yep.
Okay, well, this I think is a great start and a great presentation and chat about backup for Hyper-V from Veeam, and I appreciate you taking your time. And I'm going to hold you to that we're going to have you again as a guest in the future.
Sounds great. Thanks, Harold.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us for this episode of TechNet Radio and Virtualization and Cloud Experts Cafe. We'll see you next time around.